It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. Fire up your grills. It's 107.3 WBBL. We're the Grillin' Guys. Barbecue Bob is out today. He's on assignment out in multi-wife land, Salt Lake City, Utah, doing a little reconnaissance for us. He's at the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Show out there. So running the show today with Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, man. And that lends a different thought to where he was doing what he was doing with his trip to Utah, multi-wife land.
Yeah, it is. Bob loves his wife, and I know Maureen, but when you're in Rome, let's say he's not going to do that.
No, in Michigan here, you have to choose an upgrade or not. Out there, apparently, you get to take multiple models home.
That's right.
here's my cooking wife, and this is my sewing wife, and here's my cleaning wife. It's actually not a bad system if you think about it that way.
Right, if you could, but doesn't work right here.
Not according to my wife, no.
Right, but this week we're coming up on where we've got Fat Tuesday coming up, and it's Mardi Gras week. Now, Mardi Gras happens largely down in New Orleans, but we're going to bring a little of it back to West Michigan.
You know, I don't know about that, man. Mardi Gras has spread so much. Obviously, they do it big in New Orleans, but it's become a thing that I think a lot of people celebrate without necessarily knowing what it is they're celebrating. They just, nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd, and you see people with the funny hats, and you know, I'm always down for a party. I'm one of those people. I'll walk through the door like, what are we celebrating? Pour me whatever. I don't care.
That's right. And that's what the Grillin' Guys are all about, is we are backyard recreation, and when people get together for Mardi Gras, it's usually a party. And they're cooking food, they're drinking beverages, and it plays right into what the Grillin' Guys are all about. You know, these things, it's cool about Mardi Gras is they have their own deal that they go through. You know, they've got recipes for things that we've never heard of. They make up their own terms, jambalaya, etouffee, king cakes. You know, these are things that are very regionally specific. And we're going to dive into that a little bit today. We're going to figure out what some of those are and see if we can work some of those onto the grill.
I actually had a really embarrassing moment for a coworker many, many, many years ago when I was sent to Las Vegas on an event, and we went to a Cajun joint, and he ordered the Andyville sausage, not knowing how to pronounce the word andouille.
Right. Speaking of that, Cowboy Rob Russell's going to be calling in a little later on the show, too. He's a regular, but he's got a macaroni and cheese and andouille sausage side dish for us. Man, that just makes your mouth water just listening to that, doesn't
it? Dude, you're talking my language. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Grillin' Guys. Barbecue Bob, normally here, is actually out in Utah. We will check in with him a little while later in the show. And, you know, I can't help thinking, talking about Mardi Gras, you look at the bullet points and the history of the thing, and something that I think we should bring back to the celebration. Because they've kept all the good parts, the food, the booze, the beads.
Right.
God bless the beads. But when this thing started back in 1711, you're talking about 16 guys pushing a bull's head down a street on Fat Tuesday. And I know a lot of people, especially the animal activists, would go nutso with that. I think that's something that needs to come back. There, nothing says party like pushing a bull's head down a street with some sticks.
That's right, because they'd taken the rest of the bull and they were going to grill it.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. This was their symbolic start, man.
Oh.
You know, what's that, 400 years ago this year that this thing started, 1711. That's pretty amazing. And, you know, it evolved over time just like anything else
does.
And, it was clear till 1781, some 70 years later, that the first carnival started. It was a dance. It was a ball. It was something the king did. And but for 80 years it took him to, or 70 years it took him to figure that out. But once it became a party, it was really a party.
Now see, I mean, back in the day on the farm, we had an annual pig roast, and we would do some. You know, they would tack the boar's head up on the front of the garage over the door, and now you could never get away with that.
That's right.
People would run and scream and protest. There'd be signs and angry letters. And I don't know, man. I think any party that starts that way, those are my people.
Yeah, you know, and these people were, they thought this was special. This whole thing started around the day before Lent, right? So it was a kind of a religious thing, but it's turned into one of the biggest parties in the world every year. And they call themselves Crews, and it isn't a C-R-E-W like we spell it. It's K-R-E-W-E. And the first one was called the Perseverance, Benevolent, and Mutual Aid Association.
That is way too many syllables. miles after I've had a few hurricanes.
It is. But it, at the beginning of this thing, they thought this was all going to be, you know, all pomp and circumstance. And now, you know, they waited another 40 years, started the parades. Now there's over 60 of them every year. They're all organized by, like, we have townships and villages and little cities around.
Sure.
You get down there, they're called parishes.
Right.
Which is, again, ties back into that religious thing, but each of these parishes holds their own parade. This is a three-week deal down there. This isn't just about Fat Tuesday. It kind of accumulates there.
It's an unbelievable party, and let me ask you, because I have not, but have you ever been to New Orleans?
I've been there twice for it.
Can you talk about it? Any of it?
Yeah, and probably not on the radio. Not a lot of it. I bought some beads, and then I gave them away.
You know what? That was one of the worst days of my life was a day that my wife's college friends came over, and I found out that she had made the trip to New Orleans and come back with a suitcase full. So, I can't hear you. I got to go downstairs now.
Did your wife come back with a suitcase or her girlfriend?
Well, it depends on who's lying in that particular story. I'm guessing they both did and just pointed the finger at each other until I walked out of the room screaming.
Right.
But, yeah, an absolute blast. And we've got them up here in West Michigan.
Sure we do.
I mean, you know, here on The Grilling Guys, and if you're just tuning in, this is The Grilling Guys every single Saturday morning from 9 until 11. You can check the show out online at thegrillingguys.com, see some of the recent adventures, including your trip up to the Croton Hardy Dam and some of the photos from the Dam to Dam fishing contest. But that's what, I mean, that's what embracing the lifestyle is all about, is finding the party, getting right down into the meat of the thing, even if it includes pushing a boar's head down a street, which is still just a fantastic idea.
Yeah, speaking of boar's head, we've got the Name the Pig contest, too. We're going to be still running.
Yeah.
So check us out on the website. That's at thegrillingguys.com. Throw up your, throw up maybe is a bad word, put up your number and your name on what you want to name our little pig. And, you know, we're going to do this right before Memorial Day. If we choose your submitted name, we're going to give you and 20 of your best friends a little barbecue of that named pig right in your backyard. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a party as well.
Is my name in the lead? It should be.
Not yet.
Choppy the Pig. Man, I'm telling you. If anybody can beat that, it's because they cheated.
Yeah. Well, we
I can't win. I can't win anyway, so it's really irrelevant. But, man, that's an awesome name for a pig.
Choppy. Pork Choppy.
Right.
We get it. Yeah.
Right?
Okay, cool.
Randy Choppy. Choppy. It even fits a rhyme scheme.
Right. It does. When we were up at Dam to Dam last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, Alan Bob's helped us out with some sponsorship up there and gave us some ice fishing equipment, and we gave it away to a guy last week named Tim Hank, who did name the pig. We took his entry for the day as our favorite, and we took his name and gave him some ice fishing equipment. But I went over there, small world, man. He's a great listener. He and his dad are actually competitive grilling guys. They go around the Kansas City barbecue circuit and grill. Dad is grilling for some new judges today. So they're really into it. We're going to follow those guys later in the season as they start to go from competition to competition.
That's something that I've wondered about for myself. And obviously, it's what the show is all about. And I take my grilling fairly seriously at home. And the guys in my neighborhood, I've finally gotten to the point where they just bring the meat over the day before.
Oh, really?
They're like, here are the steaks, here are the ribs, here's the roast, you do it and I'll be back tomorrow. And that's, you know, that's where I'm at there. But when do you take that leap? When do you think that, you know, all right, I've figured this out enough. It's not just the way I like it, but this might be good enough to put in front of some judges who know this stuff professionally.
You know, Barbecue Bob and I have done that a couple times. And I tell you what, you better be good. You better bring your grilling. Because he and I are reasonably good at this. We study it. But I'm telling you, there's a difference. It's kind of one of those things that those who can't teach.
Sure.
Right? And we've tried this a couple times. The best we've ever done is eighth place in our chicken. And you do, when you go into one of these things, you do brisket, you do a set of ribs, and you do chicken. And sometimes there's some other cuts that they'll do, but those three are kind of the mainstay.
Right.
And we weren't even on the map for anything but our chicken. So it's the real deal. These guys get out there, and it's as much about what they make as a presentation that they make with it. So it's a little about art and science there.
So if people find out about these competitions, because this is the part where I've always stopped, would you recommend somebody going as a spectator to get an idea what people are doing before they try to enter and find
absolutely.
Out the hard way?
Absolutely. Because you know, it's one of those things where there's a certain expectation, like anything. You know, you can go play Little League in the corner, but you don't go to the big leagues, right? You gotta bring some game. You gotta have equipment. You gotta know the rules. And all of that stuff just takes practice. But the good thing is that all that information is out there, and generally, when we attend these things, all it is some very dedicated people. You have little bursts of work, and then you watch your meat cook. And that's what the Grilling Guys is all about. This is backyard leisure living, baby. You got to work for about 20 minutes to get your grill going. You get your food on there. You prep it right, do your seasonings, and then you set it and forget it, right? If you're looking, you ain't cooking.
And I'll tell you what, man, that is going to be one of the highlights of spring when and if it ever starts. It's the first time that I can light the grill and then I don't immediately have to run inside because it's 10 below. I want to be able to crack a beer, light a cigar, relax on the deck with my feet up under the umbrella.
Tired of shoveling to get to it.
Oh, man. Yeah. And, you know, and that's a lot of truth to that, too, because if I don't shovel out my shed where I keep my smoker, it ices over and I can't get to it. It's just... I'm so over winter. I'm ready for that season. I'm ready for the backyard season.
Yeah, I think we're getting a little peek at spring here. We're not quite there yet, but the time's coming. And, you know, speaking of that, as we move forward through the show, we're going to have a guy named Brad the Builder on in the future weeks. And what Brad's going to do is help us out with a little home improvement projects that you got to do after the snow melts and things don't look good. He'll come in and give us tips so you can compress that time. It's not an all-day project, but to get it down to 2 or 3 hours, so then what? You can turn the grill on, put your feet up, and make it happen on a Saturday afternoon.
Boy, I'll tell you, man, I'm all about it. Mardi Gras edition of the Grilling Guys here with you this morning, every single Saturday from 9 until 11 on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Remember, going to tell you how to cook, man. We got to teach you this stuff. And we got to teach you the stuff like I'm teaching anything. We got to talk about jambalaya. We got to talk about chorizo, all of the various grub that's down there in New Orleans a little bit later in the show. If you want to know how to have a real live, honest to God Mardi Gras throwdown, we can help you make one.
Yeah, and you know what? When these guys walk these long parade routes, what do you think they do at the end? They eat and drink, right? So we're the Grilling Guys. We claim to know a little bit about that. So we're going to go over some recipes for some of these unique things coming up. They've got, like I said, they got their own language. Jambalaya, fricassee, remoulade, gumbo, etouffee. These are all Cajun terms that us people up here in the North don't necessarily know about. And guess what? We're going to fire up a few of these recipes. You're going to look like your Mardi Gras king in your neighborhood because all this stuff will be on our website. Don't have to jot it down. But as we move forward and through this, you're going to have a few recipes that you are going to make that grill envy go.
Up to and including the all-important hurricane. Got to have a hurricane. If you're talking about Mardi Gras, there are a couple of places here in the West Michigan area that specialize in them, and we will tell you how to make one of those. So make sure you listen for all of that. We also got to go over the Winter Beer Festival.
That's right.
You guys were out there. I missed it yet again. Every year I promise myself I'm going to go. Every year, something keeps me out of there. I'm starting to think karma's fighting me on that one.
I don't know who karma is, but she was there.
Stick around, man. Second segment in this week's edition of The Grilling Guys is coming up next.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.